The restoration of Union Station in Springfield is seen as a catalyst for the increase in rail ridership in western Massachusetts. The project was also the spark for a much-anticipated study into expanded train service for the region. Governor Charlie Baker said his administration is the first to undertake a comprehensive feasibility study of what it would cost and what would be the tangible benefits of more frequent and fast passenger trains connecting the western and eastern portions of the state.
It's always nice to talk about things at 60,000 feet because you can just imagine what they look like on the ground. You don't actually have to find any facts. But if you want to do a real study, you actually have to get into what it's like at the treetop level and down on the ground.
The Republican governor spoke at a ceremony to mark the opening of a new $11 million high-level rail boarding platform at Union Station, the capstone of a $100 million restoration of the historic station. MassDOT's total investment in the project was about $65 million.
To be able to have a conversation about options analysis on East-West, a lot of the investment that we've been making here needed to happen.
After years of trying to get an in-depth study of East-West Rail, spearheaded by Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow, MassDOT agreed in 2018 to finally undertake it. Six options are being studied, including one with a Springfield-Boston travel time of 80 minutes if new track is laid down to connect the two cities. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Richard Neal, also a proponent of East-West Rail, has repeatedly made the case to Baker that western Massachusetts deserves a larger share of the state's transportation funds. The new state budget Baker proposed last week calls for a $135 million increase for Boston's MBTA. Speaking with reporters, Baker made it clear he's not going to commit to funding for East-West Rail until the results of the feasibility study are known.
You know, I'm one of these guys who thinks most things are one step at a time, and I try not to get too far ahead of myself on that.
Currently, the only East-West passenger train that stops in Springfield is Amtrak's twice daily Lakeshore Limited. But there are more than a dozen trains that operate on north-south routes with stops in Springfield, and ridership on many of those is booming. CT Rail, which has been operating out of Springfield for 18 months on the newly constructed Hartford line, just reported it had its 1 millionth rider during the Thanksgiving travel season. Neal, who for decades championed the project to restore Union Station, said the success of CT Rail has contributed to the vitality of the newly reopened downtown transportation hub.
When you go through downstairs, you can see what activity does. The facility is 72% rented already.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said Union Station has proven to be an economic catalyst.
You would not be talking about East-West Rail or improving East-West transportation if it wasn't for Union Station being done.
Built in 1926, Union Station closed in the 1970s as train ridership dwindled. After the multi-year restoration project, it reopened in 2017 as a transportation center for trains and also intercity and PVTA buses. But the boarding platform for trains on the overhead tracks had to be replaced to meet current accessibility regulations. The new Platform C is 328 feet long and includes a canopy roof, new lighting, and electronic message boards. The project included a new stairway and elevator to the passenger waiting area in the train station's main concourse. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.